I had heard stories about the State Bank of Faribault. Sure, you can deposit money there and get loans, but it's everything else that no other bank has. Grizzly bear, deer, museum items, and a beer bottling line that actually sends bottles down the track near where you visit with the tellers. I'll take you inside, too, on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stepping inside the lobby of this bank is far different than most.
When you walk into the bank, you get to see our personalities. We like to hunt, we like to fish, we like to farm, we like to collect antiques.
John Carlander is president of the State Bank of Faribault. Sure, people come here to bank, but some people just come to see the many items on display inside the building.
Well, we got black bear, grizzly bears, we got mountain goats and whitetail, and we got mule deer, and we got some red stags, some elk, some buffalo. We're kind of called the Cabela's of the North.
Besides the taxidermy, you'll see plenty of local memorabilia, including many items associated with a longtime brand here in town.
Flex was a brewing company that made beer in the caves of Faribault on the Straight River. And they went out of business in 1964, and I have quite a vast collection of bottles and labels and pictures and calendars and you name it that Flex used to promote their brand.
In fact, John has recreated a beer bottling line with bottles that move along an assembly line right in the lobby. It's quite a thing to see. I posted a short video clip of it. You can find it on Facebook at American Countryside. John says this bank is a little different than most, in a good way.
We still do things a little old-fashioned. You know, I have customers that will call me up and they'll want to buy a pickup, and I'll tell them, just write a check and come see me the next day. I mean, it's about trust and confidence in your customer base.
It's a unique hometown bank that meets the financial needs of the community and preserves the area's heritage as well. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.